Thanks very much, Gregor. Hey, Mason, on that first goal last night, I've been kind of wondering when someone was going to sneak in there and grab one of those drop passes for the entries on a power play. Is that something you've been kind of licking your chops at for quite a while, or was it just one of those plays that kind of developed out of nowhere?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can kind of try to catch them being a little lethargic. And, you know, that's a play that they seem to make or try to make basically every time coming up the ice on the power play. So just a matter of, you know, making that right read and jumping at the right time to try to get a stick on that. So, yeah, I was lucky to get a stick on it and then, you know, make a play to Louie and he finished it off.
We'll go to Mitch Clinton from Jets TV. Go ahead, Mitch.
Thanks, Mason. Just curious, you know, through 40 minutes last night, the Flames had about 14 shots on goal. Of course, they had their surge in the third period, but I'm wondering what you guys did so well defensively to kind of limit a number of their opportunities throughout at least 40 minutes and then be able to hold on to the win as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, we liked how we started that game. I think we did a lot of good things out of the gate, and then we continued that for 40 minutes. And then, you know, when you have that lead going into the third, sometimes you can have a tendency to sit back on your heels when, you know, that really shouldn't be the way to go about it. But like you said, we got the win and LB was strong in net. So yeah, it was a good 2 points.
We'll go next to Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Mason, you had so much success in the American League with the Moose there in that one season. And then, you know, you make the jump. Can you explain to us what that's been like, that road? Because clearly, you know, you spent a lot of time working on the defensive side of your game, and then and now you're playing with a guy like Lowry, who's done that, you know, made a career out of that type of game, and then you're starting to get some points now. Can you just talk about that journey and that sort of evolution?
Yeah, it's a journey. It's a process. You know, you don't get to where you're going just overnight. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. So I think, like you said, I had a good start in the American League, and then I've just been building on that ever since. And you know, just trying to be the best player I can in this league now. So, like I said, day at a time, just keep getting better and better and learning.
We'll go next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Mason, did you expect more of a hard-hitting series against Calgary than it's been?
Yeah, you know, you're probably right on that. I think it hasn't quite been as physical as, you know, our traditional games are against Calgary. You know, we do play each other a couple more times here, so that can change real quick. But, yeah, I think there's been a lot of good sticks, and, you know, we've done a pretty good job, you know, managing each other's speed and those types of things. Yeah, it's been a fairly even series, and there hasn't been, you know, an overly crazy amount of contact. But, yeah, that could definitely change.
We'll go back to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
The past couple of times when your name has been brought up, Mason, when we've been talking with Paul Maurice, one of the comments that he has said is, Mason is a pro now. So I guess a two-part question is, I'm not sure if you've heard about him saying that. If you have, though, what does that mean to you? And when do you think that happened? When did Mason Appleton become a pro?
Good question. Doesn't happen overnight. I think you know, you gain trust in a new staff every day by doing the right things and, you know, being consistent and you know, working as hard as you can at both ends of the ice. So for me this year to start off the season, I think I've, you know, got off on the right foot and, you know, just continue to grow my game and be one of the hardest workers on the ice and do everything I can to help our team win. So I think that's kind of what got it going.
Just a couple more. We'll go next to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Weber.
Mason, when it comes to that process, I mean, what role did getting the bump up last year when you got to play in the top six a little bit play in that development process and in being getting more touches and being more confident on the offensive side?
Yeah, you gain confidence by playing. And, you know, when those opportunities arise, you got to do what you can to capitalize on it. So I think, you know, wherever I am in the lineup, my game doesn't really change, but obviously the opportunity can change within that role. So I think, yeah, you know, whether I'm playing second line, third line, fourth line, whatever it is, I think, you know, I just got to stick to my keys and do what makes me successful because, you know, that's when I'm a good player in this league.
And final question to Paul Friesen from the Sun. Go ahead.
Just a quick question about ending your first lengthy homestand here on Thursday. How is the lack of fans affecting these games?
It's definitely different. The start of games, you really notice it because you can kind of rely on the crowd to get you into it sometimes, obviously. So you got to self-motivate even more now than ever. But yeah, we miss the fans every single night. You know, you score in the shootout or something, usually when the crowd erupts, you don't hear that noise anymore, or for the time being. But yeah, we miss the fans. They miss us. And you know, hopefully this doesn't carry on for forever or for too long.